Never look back. We said, how was I to know I miss you so? Loneliness ahead, emptiness behind. Where do I go? And you didn't hear all my joy through my tears, all my hearts through my fears. Did you know? Ooh. Still, I miss you somehow from the bottom of my broken heart. There's just a thing or two I like you to know, that you were my first love, my first love, and you were my true love till there was you from the bottom of my broken heart.
Wow.
Your face.
I mean, you sounded really good, which just proves how good of a how good that person does, it sounds.
What you not gonna do is disrespect my mother, okay? Because when it comes to my mother,
Your mother ain't shit.
fuck you. I was in a good mood to talk
Excuse me?
to you. I said, fuck you.
Let me tell you something,
Let me
okay?
tell you something. Welcome to another
Let me
fabulous
tell you
episode
something.
of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my.
Ain't nobody gonna know that but you, okay?
Listen, there's a couple of Britney stans that listen to this. And hey, if y'all
And
know
in the
that
asylum.
song from the bottom of a broken heart on Twitter,
Hello to the asylum. Thank y'all.
I want you to, what'd you say?
I said hello to the listeners in the asylum.
Keep it up. Anyways, how are
Good
you
morning.
doing, anime?
I am blessed and highly favored. God is good.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
No, you're supposed to
Okay.
say, once I get on stage, I'm fine. And when you're not, all right now, ain't no such thing about getting on stage. You ain't on stage, you gone.
Let me tell you something. What's love got to do with it? Will always. Always be that girl.
Always.
Know
Angela
that.
Bassett after her ass down so bad that when I was little, I thought that she was Tina Turner. And I saw a real picture, and I was like, that ain't Tina Turner. Like,
They played her with that Tina wig at the last song.
yeah. But Lawrence Fish, it's so weird. Every time I think of Ike, I do think of Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence did that. Okay.
Like, he said that he had people cussing him out on the streets for years after that movie. That's when you know you're down.
That's when you know you did that,
But she
okay?
still could have got a goddamn Oscar for that, though, but I digress. This week,
How are you? How are you, Clifton Charles?
I'm hanging. I'll be honest with you. Today's work day was, it left a lot to be desired, but we made it through by the grace of God. And this margarita that I made this margarita the second I logged out. I made this margarita. I was like, oh, Jesus, I need it.
Ooh, you didn't drink a good chunk out of it too. Praise him.
Girl, it's a little triary, but I'm not gonna go into that though. Tomorrow, I'm off tomorrow. I'm less Friday. Gonna go to SmackDown, finna see John Cena, and then tomorrow it's gonna be a good day. So, yeah.
Missed y'all. Yeah. You almost had me. I had when you said John Cena, at first I was like, oh, must be a hoe event. SmackDown. Sounds fun.
You don't know who John
I
Cena is. I'm
said until you said John Cena, I didn't know what a
about
SmackDown
to
was.
say, you
Okay.
know who that, everybody knows who that man is. But let's get into these Housewives.
Vision.
The trailer for Housewives of Potomac dropped today, and
Praise the Lord.
whoo, so much to say. First of all, Robin out here sitting on the damn curb looking like Monica before you walked out of my life.
She looked like she's about, God sent me an angel from the heavens above.
Why she just say like that?
Robin looked like she was about to sing some Natalie songs.
Oh, girl.
Wrong about this Stacy or Rico.
Don't do Stacy like that. With her sanctified pop songs. It looked like Giselle had a little boyfriend. I guess she's still with that man from Summer House. Spring, Summer, November House, whatever you want to call that. I never watched a single one of those things.
I don't think Giselle can fuck good though.
I would say, if you can't dance, like if your dance skills are not working, then I know you can't fuck.
I mean,
like if you dance,
I'm sure she has, some nice titties. Like Eileen,
if you dance like Eileen off of Seinfeld, girl, I don't. Yeah, that poor.
She dances like what? She is like Kevin. Why is Kevin James in all these memes?
Oh, those memes with him and homegirl from King of Queens. People just people they find these pictures. I guess because when the series started, they shot. You know, they do like the photo shoots when they make a TV show, and people done found them and thought they were just funny as hell and started making memes out of them.
Because it's all over the place. But Giselle dances like Kevin James and Hitch. Okay. She doesn't know what she's doing. Neither does Robin.
Lord Jesus. You know what's so funny? Kevin James reminds me of this dude I dated in my 20s who he was such a sweetheart. Such a very, very nice guy. He passed away in a car accident. And but I still say to this day, if he didn't pass away, we probably would have been together for a while. Might have still been together today. Who knows? We had really good chemistry. So that's why every time I see Kevin James, I'm just like, oh, and you know, ironically enough, you know what his first name was too? Kevin.
Well, look at that.
Ain't that some shit? So I know who you're up there cackling and laughing at all of our dumbasses down here. So, you know. But yeah, every time I see Kevin James, I'm just like, oh, I miss Kevin.
Why'd you do it like that? Why'd you do it like Wendy? She died?
Come on, Kevin would do the same thing. You would have loved Kevin. Kevin was a key. You would have loved him. You and him got that same ass humor. And he's the one that put me onto Housewives.
Oh, so he's a devil. Okay.
Yeah. you got Robin and there was so much going on in that little trailer. You have Robin and Karen going at it, and then Karen and Ann.
I stand corrected. It's not Nika, it's NECA, like you said.
Look at you.
Okay, listen. Did I admit it? God damn it. Okay, because usually it's Nika spelled like that.
I was going to say it. But
spelled like that, it's usually Nika.
It's NECA.
I know a Nigerian sister spelled the same way, and it's Nika. Damn it. Uh-huh. Okay. Why do you want to sound like your name is not talking about a neck?
Karen getting into it with Mia, and Mia talking about Don needs to learn tricks, and the camera was, I'm looking at the trick right now. I was like, "Ooh,
you're the trick." Okay,
let's just like look very. And then Candace got some shit going on with Michael Darby, and then she getting into it with Ashley, and then Wendy gonna get into it with NECA, and then who is?
I'm really gonna have a problem because I'm going to have a problem with NECA because she looks a lot like Wendy to me. And so with the wigs and the facial, I'm going to have an issue with telling them apart for a minute.
I just hope that NECA doesn't come in strong and thirsty.
What I don't understand is why can't two Nigerian sisters just exist? I think Nneka's just trying to compete because she's another Nigerian bitch on the show.
Yeah, and you know she's Ashley's friend, so we'll see how that goes. But all in all,
Did you see Deborah do her own photo shoot?
Bitch. Why was I just about to bring that up?
In the park.
With that damn Microsoft Paint Photoshop job that she did. I was like, girl, you...
Why are you bringing a purse?
Not to that level. Why? Just looks so tacky. I'm just like, girl, you are so...
Dance portion purse.
Thirsty. With your snatched up face. Like, oh my God. Her face, she perpetually looked like she's like, huh? What?
She looks like, is it on SpongeBob, the little beetle thing with the eyebrows? Is that what it is? What is it? A rodent somehow. I don't know what it is.
Not SpongeBob.
She looked like,
right. Not Gary.
It had a name?
His little girlfriend?
Yes.
That was Gary. He was like, meow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's it. Deborah needs to go ET phone home. Deborah looks like Alf.
Deborah needs to get a job.
She needs to go on back to Burger King and keep moving, okay? You can have it your way. Who else? You know, I'm very happy to see my lion ass Mia.
Oh shit! I just saw your message on. Oh, okay.
We can talk about them right after this.
We can talk about right, girl. I have plenty of thoughts.
So good to see lion ass Mia with some big old teeth. Overall, I'm just glad to see them come back in a couple months.
Nice. I know they're going to fulfill my spirit more than Atlanta did. And I want...
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
Every Black Bravo show or a Bravo show that has people of color, whether it's Black, Middle Eastern, Latino, whatever, I want it to succeed. Side note, I'm still feeling the type of way about them canceling Shaw's and Family Karma. That still pisses me off. Like, y'all don't need to do that, Andy. We don't need 11 team fucking below decks. You could have kept them damn shows.
But I'm still upset about canceling Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Heels.
Bitch, I'm still mad about that.
Okay.
Because some of those girls could have been on Roni.
Could have. They could have put the crazy one on there, the light skinned crazy one.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot her name.
If Daisy were around, maybe she could have made it, even though she's too nice for that.
But Daisy was such a damn sweetheart, though.
She was too nice for reality.
Rest in peace. Demetria.
They could have put what's the model's name? Latoya? No, what's Melissa Ford? Okay. They could have put Melissa on New York.
It would have been
somewhere else. She could have been.
I got some things to say about New York when we get there too. But this message that you just sent me that I just saw with Bethany Frankel saying we may play the hand we are dealt, but when we control the conversation, it's coming up aces. This is happening right now. Listen to Just With Beverly, Just With Bethany, wherever your podcast.
Beverly.
But I've been drinking. So I guess Nene and Bethany. Nene's going to be on Bethany's podcast. Lord Jesus.
I really don't want to have... Damn it, Bethany. I've never had any intention of listening to any of your podcasts, but now I might have to listen because I want to hear what Nene's crazy ass gonna say. And that pisses me off.
It does. And also, Bethany, girl, with that, I was about to read your ass about that shenanigan that you pulled at TJ Maxx with the damn used makeup. Girl, stop. Shut up. Well, I'm seeing too much of
used.
You.
Used?
Talk about, oh, you can just take it. Girl, they can't take it.
What do you mean it's used?
Okay, so she bought some makeup and then she brought it to TJ Maxx and then she didn't have a receipt on that and she was telling the girl, oh, just take it for yourself. And they have a policy they can't take items. And it was just this big old unnecessary thing that she did on TikTok to be like a white woman savior. And it's just like, girl, Bethany, just shut up. You always have so much to say about every motherfucking thing. Just go away. I'm
All
like,
I know, Miss Sheena be putting up her clips. Every time I see the clip, she's eating something or looking a fool or big old raccoon eyes or just complaining about Meghan Markle in some form. I'm just like, we go to sleep. Like you said on New York, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Damn.
I mean, you got
Find some work. Get some work, honey.
well, I mean, she can't do reality TV and she's showing no damn actress, so she can't act. And they still on
Did you see her stand-up comedy?
No, but I knew it was going to be bullshit.
Her stand-up comedy, I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't, you wouldn't have seen me there. I certainly wouldn't have paid for that. Okay?
Hell
If
no.
she were the opener of the opener to the opener's opener, I still wouldn't be there.
You would have been in line getting a drink.
I wouldn't have been there,
Frank,
period. I don't really go to comedy, stand-up comedy specials. Okay. Now, what else is going on? As Cynthia would say.
what else is going on in these streets? Oh God, the fight that brought all the Jersey mess out already.
Yeah, we
Danielle.
already got think pieces, essays,
Girl,
behind the scenes
Danielle
stories.
and Jennifer Aiden in New Jersey allegedly got into it. And allegedly there was a plastic cup thrown at Jennifer. And I guess it made her leak. Then they're trying to figure out if it was intentional. And they're doing an investigation and all this type of shit. And of course, everybody's getting into an uproar about that on Twitter. And then allegedly, Margaret and Jackie are getting into it. And it's just like, oh my God, girl, can we just, you know what I miss? And I miss the days that when shit was filming, we didn't know shit about shit.
I have a question though,
What's the question?
because the question is, and I don't like to bring it to that place, but it always happens. Was there an investigation on Monique and what's her name? Was there an investigation on Portia and Kenya, or was it just these ghetto black bitches?
I think that was before. Because mind you, that was before things started to get, because they didn't really start the investigation thing until the Brandi Glanville and Caroline Manzo situation.
That's garbage. Any corporation with a reputable HR needs to have an investigation regardless, even if it happened in 1983. So what I'm trying to say is, okay, when the cute little white girls have a squabble, okay, or you're touching on somebody's private parts or titties or whatever it is, okay, that's an investigation. When
But when
sisters get proof.
Mariah and Toya get into a fight at a silent swimming pool.
Okay. It's just these old ghetto hoes acting out. I see how it is, Brapa. I see you. We see each other, okay?
Each other.
I'm not saying it's like that, but I'm just saying. Just saying. Okay. Now, I love me some Bravo, but y'all ain't right. Y'all
Especially
find issues where there aren't even issues, okay?
when VH1 did the fucking colorism conversation. And Bravo didn't have plenty of opportunities to have that conversation.
They had a special after the, oh damn it, what was that man's name who had who
Boy.
died on the, yes. Okay. After he passed, they had the special on that during the peak of the pandemic. Okay, they had Dr. Simone and her husband, Contessa, and a bunch of other people of color on Bravo. And it was whatever. I mean, it was slightly impactful. I didn't see, I think it was just a reach to say something, because Bravo, to be honest, I really don't feel like they do the best for their melanated cast members.
Nope.
I feel like they throw them into a wolf's den and just see what happens. And if something does happen, it's like, oh, well, these are some ghetto ass bitches.
Not get
And I'm a fire this hoe because y'all are ghetto. But at Parisa be throwing drinks, throwing tables, throwing chairs, throwing cars. Okay, and she will be on for another
throwing
700 years.
cheese, throwing the whole damn table at
Throwing
Margaret.
a crocodile at you, throwing everything. But she's a saint. She's her show. All right. Brandy will pull a whole box of tampons out her pussy, and she will still be doing something. Phaedra, Bravo is just not right in general. On the flip side, Phaedra's doing allegations on a bitch, rape and drugs, but okay, we'll just place her on that show and she can act a fool over there. Their ethics is all wrong over there. All wrong. Okay. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy Phaedra. I find her to be hilarious, but I don't deal with stuff like that. If we're me, if you're gonna lie on me and say I raped somebody, I drugged somebody, guess what, bitch? I'm gonna run your ass over. Okay? See me
Bitch,
outside.
I can make it to where you can't even think of my name.
Me and Clifton finna be in the jailhouse. Okay? Smoking the Newport.
Not the
What were
Newport.
we talking
You're a
about?
Virginia Slims kind of girl.
Oh, you're a Virginia Slims bitch.
Girl, I don't
You
smoke.
know, I don't smoke. I'm just saying, if I'm gonna be in jail, I might as well use my money on my books for something other than Top Ramen. Damn. Okay. What am I gonna do? And speaking, like I told you, I think I told you during the Shannon DY thing. Okay, jail is nothing like them jail pornos. It is not the fantasy. Them people are nasty.
I'm going to tell
Nasty.
you.
Okay. Looking like Shrek up in there. Smelling like Shrek. Okay, who what were we talking about?
We're starting with the shows now. Let's get Roni out the way because they irritate me.
Okay.
Aaron. If having your sunglasses taken away from you for 45 minutes is the biggest conflict of your life, I need for you to go to bed.
Erin, the crazy thing is she's not even white, but she's a white girl to me. But you know what? She needs to stop with the tears. She needs to stop with the poor me. She needs to stop with the victimization, because she looks a fool. She looks a damn fool, okay? Uber might have come a bit, I'll come off a bit strong, okay? And I get it. It might have been a
Don't
bit
touch
too
my shit.
strong, but I get it. Don't touch my shit. I'm not gonna touch yours. Don't start none, won't be none, ho. Okay? And listen, you go to the little rum bar, the rum, whatever it is, rum tasting. She's just sour the entire time. Okay? I really actually was kind of annoyed with both Uber and Aaron. I was like, can y'all just get it together or just stay home?
Yeah, because it was like they both just ruined the vibe.
Like, we're trying to have a good time. We're trying to drink. We're trying to see the sights of Anguilla, the islands.
I'm like, dude,
Okay.
y'all really sitting here just being mad about some dumb shit, and you're in fucking paradise.
Guess what I'm not going to do on vacation? I'm not going to be arguing with a bitch.
Go back and forth with the bitch.
I don't do that. I don't have time for that. If I do argue with a bitch, guess what? I ain't checking for that bitch. I can exist amongst everybody else I am getting along with, and that hoe can be over there.
Mad about the little
Okay?
45 minutes.
Now, 45 minutes. She acted like the whole sun was on top of her head.
She like she got some
Yeah.
melanoma or something.
What was the point where she said, I gotta go, where Aaron went with her, or where Jenna went with her?
Well, see, here's the thing. When you're filming a reality show, you can't go to other public restaurants without having a permit to film in there. So she wanted to leave, but she couldn't because they already got permitted to film at that location.
What got her to the point where she got up? I forgot.
It was just being mad about the whole thing with the sunglasses and the 45 minutes, and then having to have somebody pass it to her.
Aaron is
Nobody
really.
else can touch them, girl.
I could not see myself being friends with Aaron in real life.
Oh, me neither. Aaron and Sai can go.
And especially Sai, okay? Sai, you talk too much about nothing, okay? Anyway, what else? Who's next?
Did anything else happen in this episode besides them arguing about that damn sunglasses?
I mean, well, A, Bryn, please calm down.
Please stop being so
Get go
mean,
go
girl.
go 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 to your vibe, go to your vibrator, please,
Please
and just shut down.
masturbate.
Shut up. Do
Because I'm
something,
getting real
because
tired.
I'm gonna be honest, and it's not bashing. You are the horniest person I've known in my entire life, and you're not even close to Bryn, okay?
I know.
And that is not a negative thing, okay? Y'all, Clifton is vibrant, but I'm very, and I'm like a corpse compared to him. So
Blanche and you're Dorothy.
yes, okay, and I'm alone and I'm not lonely, but I just I'm my
You're kind of low-key more so.
libido is different.
No.
Would you say?
You're a hybrid of Dorothy and Sophia. I'm a hybrid of Rose and Blanche.
That makes sense. That makes sense. You know, I get mine when I get mine, but I'm not, it's not, I'm good.
Still don't get
Anyway.
as I would like to, but this ain't a sex podcast, so we're not going to go into those details.
Okay. Peaches, Diamonds, Champagne After Dark. Subscribe for nine $69.99. Okay. Bryn let it go, and Uba and Aaron made up, and it was fake, and I know they're gonna be getting back into it after this little reunion.
Oh God, speaking of the reunion, they showed Jenna's look for the reunion and people were all up in arms. How dare she wear jeans to reunion? I'm like, girl, I don't care. If that's she wants to wear it, whatever.
I don't care either, but I don't like it. I mean, I don't. I don't even own jeans, so
What?
I have a bias against denim. But
Wait, I'm trying to think now. I've never seen you in jeans. You're right.
I don't
It's
wear jeans.
always been black khakis or sweat.
The reason is because every time I wear jeans, it comes off. You know how your body is shaped, okay? It looks a bit hoe-ish, and I'm like, I can't do this. It's either hoe-ish or it's like sagging to the floor, and I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
So, hoe-ish as in,
so you call me a
you know,
hoe?
We know you're a hoe. And we love it. We love it. So rock it, okay?
So rock it. If you like it, I love it.
I mean, the upper half of Jenna is just like the same thing she's been wearing in every confession. I'm like, can we do something like a color or something different?
You feel like Miss Juicy, she was like, can you come up with something else? Can you please come up with something else?
I feel like she just came from that one confessional and went to the reunion. I'm like, okay, this is the same shit. But okay, if that's your style, it's like
you could have
the wore Wednesday Addams
with it, girl.
Hmm?
She could have wore some damn slacks with it or something.
She could have, okay? We don't see slacks at a reunion very often. It's usually like a pantsuit or a gown.
Yeah.
So I applaud her for doing something different. It's not my thing, but I do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. Okay? Go with it. Go with the flow. Praise him.
And to the snow.
No, and by the way, watch what happens live, because that Jessa was supposed to be on, but she bopped it out. She said, "I'm not going to go to that." And so Bryn was in her place, and then this one guy, I guess, was a bachelor, I think, or was on the Bachelorette. I don't know. He was the other guest, and so Jessa decided to show up just because she likes him too.
Girl,
and the clips that I saw, Bryn was all over this man, and Andrew was, you know how Andrew does. He's disgusting. He likes to. This is why straight men don't even like us, okay? Because Andrew be all over these motherfuckers, just like, oh, let's talk about your dick. How's that? What that dick do? And I'm like, who talks like that? And your stupid ass games, just leave these men alone. Leave these people alone. Bryn, calm down. Somebody needs like a spray her ass, okay? Pepper spray or something.
Not
calm
spray.
Down. Sit down. Just sit down. Shit. You are a whore knee. And I feel like it's all a front. I feel like she's boring as hell in the bedroom.
She just might be.
Okay, she's just gonna sit there and giggle like Pippi Longstocking. She's gonna be Amelia Bedelia in the bedroom, okay?
Not Amelia Bedelia.
She's gonna be Miss Nelson, okay? Not evil Miss Nelson, just Miss Nelson. Sitting there doing nothing. Okay? She gonna be like Flo from Progressive in the bedroom.
You better move on to Snow Bunny.
What else? Utah, let's go.
Ooh. So they're still in Palm Springs. They're still at the Trixie Motel. And they start off with doing this team building shit, and they got these damn shirts.
I applaud you, Mary, because I don't want to do that either.
People are all like, why is she there? Why is she there? But like, Mary will participate if there's better shit to participate in.
If there's food, if there's drink, she will be there. Okay. And if there's like actual exercise or activity or climbing, whatever, for what? I get it.
That shit was stupid. I'm all like, there's hella better things to do on Palm Springs than
walking over some balls and a hula hoop. Who does? What's that for?
Girl, I'm like, y'all could have been drinking. Y'all could have.
But you were talking about the team shirt or the group shirt.
Yeah. And then fucking
and Angie, whack ass, go to the office and ask the manager, can I have a Sharpie or a marker? Okay. And she makes her own t-shirt. And he said, oh, that's sad. You're making your own t-shirt. And I said, absolutely, it's sad. She looks stupid. She looks like a motherfucking fool, okay? Angie, I'm still not, Angie has not gotten me anywhere yet. I don't have any emotion except I don't like her. How do you feel about Angela?
Just like me.
Kashafnath, whatever the fuck her name is.
Her little homemade t-shirt.
Hmm. How do you feel about her being a housewife?
She better be a one and done.
I would have rather Mary gone back to full time and have her just be a far, far friend.
I don't think Mary
Friend
wants
and free.
time.
I don't think so either, but it would have been better than her. I don't care for her. Angie could have gone. Angie could have gone. You go home, little girl. With a long face, looking like the nun. Don't you look like the nun?
Right. I need an invitation, little girl.
Little girl, I need an invitation. This little drag contest.
And then Lisa having a damn fit over that shit.
Lost her damn mind. Okay. She acted like she's.
Yeah. And then the producers were so messy by showing that footage of her face.
She looked like Sissy Spacek.
Okay.
She looked like, okay, Rose Dawson, 84 years old. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
She looks like, oh gosh. She looked like a Goomba. She looked like a rock. She looked like a crumpled up piece of paper. She looked like, who's a wrinkly bitch? Anyway, she just looked so.
I know. Side note. I am a businesswoman. Whitney is a businesswoman. The owner of Monkey is a businesswoman. And all you haters can fuck off.
I came to support those women.
Women.
Women support woman. I was not there to take a picture with Jenny. I did not know she was going to be there. So all you haters, fuck off. Okay? I was there for a business event. And, you know, I'm going to sell these $3 lotions and creams. And we're going to have a good time. She was not there. I was not there to be there with her. We're not affiliated. She tried to say affiliated. Okay. It really upsets me that Whitney's a Libra, but she's a September Libra. But let's talk about who you share a birthday with.
Diana Jenkins, I know.
Okay, the camel tongue hoe. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Jenny, I don't even know what kind of event Whitney was having, okay? Yard sale or something. But it was horrible. And Jenny just went to get her picture taken. Because Whitney has an ounce of leverage with, I don't even think paparazzi are in Utah, okay? But whatever it is, people who take pictures over there. Okay, so.
Supporting women.
Women support women.
I'm trying to
she on, video she on that she on that she on that Danielle Staub, okay. I'm in a whole group of crazy women. I don't like being around all that group of women.
Oh, it's deleted. No, they deleted
they
it.
Deleted the picture? Oh no.
Yeah, she still has it posted because that shit. It was just how mad Jenny was.
She said, "She can fuck off." She said it with bass in her voice. Okay,
fuck off, you haters.
What kind of grown adult says you haters? That's like crazy. That's some TikTok shit. That's what you expect a 19-year-old to say on their little video.
Yeah.
Somebody complains about the turkey they made for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Whitney? This is woman. This is woman. Fiona, a monkey, is a businesswoman. I was there to support those women. Woman empowered woman. So all you haters, fuck you. I said this before, I am saying it one last time. I did not say I don't like
black people. Or did I say I don't support the BLM movement? I apologize for those that hurt in my post in 2020 and the full responsibility for what happened. If you can't move on, that's your problem.
So she's saying us as black people should move on because she wants to run us over if we were going to protest?
Girl.
So we need to move on if she's laughing at a policeman is putting his damn leg on somebody's neck?
There's still some shady shit because them pictures, I don't know if it was like a fashion show or what, but when Angie K posted with that dude in that White Lives Matter jacket or shirt or whatever like that, that was suspect. And also, you know what?
What was this?
This was within like the last year or so. And then also too, you know, I'm not going to let our good sister in Christ slide either. Mary was racist to black people and Mary was saying racist shit about Jenny's accent and shit like that. So, you know, like, all sides of that street ain't clean.
The streets are dirty. However, although I don't condone what Mary said, Mary's an idiot, okay?
Girl,
she's not the smartest, okay? They're all stupid as hell. But you know what? I don't think she said it to be racist. Jenny was blatantly like, okay, ha ha ha, let's run these black motherfuckers over. Ha 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 ha, oh, you got a knee on your neck? Oh my goodness, ha 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 ha. Okay. Ha ha, funny laugh.
But I still think the shit, Mary should have apologized for what she did. It was out of pocket.
She won't.
Honestly, I feel like it was kind of up there with the Erica Mena shit. Like, you can still talk shit about people and make fun of them without having to talk about an accent or talk about their racial features, things like that. You can still talk. I could talk Cash Money shit about all these bitches without ever talking about if they're things that they can't help because of their race. Like, you know, like there's a way to go about it. And Mary was out of pocket for that. And so was Jenny. But back to this week's episode. Shout out to Miss Monica, by the way, who follows us all. She followed you.
That's right.
She followed me and then she followed the podcast. So, you know, hey girl, maybe you'll be our first housewife to do an interview. Hey.
Oh, that would be fun.
Oh, that would be hella fun because, you know,
we'll be talking all the shit.
People are talking shit about her, but I appreciate her for being real because what's the name of the show? The Real Housewives. And, you know, people are saying, like, why is she so mad? Why is she so mad about Lisa talking about the ring? You know, these are rich women and she knew what she signed up for to a whoop. But I'm also like, okay, but y'all sit here and complain about women not being real on these shows. Monica's being real. And honestly, for me, yeah, I do like the opulence and things like that, though, but I'm so tired of the opulence shoved in my face, only to know that these girls are robbing from Peter to pay Paul to keep shit going, and then the inevitable...
The saying is very, very true, okay? How many times you see Lisa Vanderpump talking about how much she spent on a bag? How many times do you see Candy talking about, okay, I spent $30,000 on this? How many times do you hear that? But
Well,
these bitches who just got some little coin,
money.
they're the ones talking about how much money they got.
Because I never hear Candy talk. In fact, Candy be purposely doing shit modestly. Jenna Lyons don't be talking about her shit like that. A lot of these girls, the girls that have it, don't talk about it. Like,
So,
even Heather's rich ass don't even be talking about shit like that.
Monica is the Regina of Utah, but she doesn't have an annoying accent and she's not ridiculous. I have plenty of time this season to be disappointed by her, but I like her now.
I like her now, yeah. And I like the
So.
fact she stayed on the Nets because she was talking about how I still kind of looked at them a little sideways, Meredith, Lisa, and Mary, for not really participating in the drag challenge because, like, girl, you're at a damn, have fun, get dressed up, be
I
silly.
expected Mary not to do anything. I was not surprised Mary didn't do anything.
Do it.
Okay.
Part of this is kept. I feel like her good sister might be a little homophobic, but I don't know. I don't know. And I ain't trying to out, but
Meredith, do it for your raggedy ass son. Okay. With that wig on, with that shit on, okay.
And if you don't want to wear, because Trixie's wigs are heavy as fuck. I seen them in person. Them bitches is heavy as fuck. But still,
You could have put on a little old alien wig that Angie stupid ass did, okay?
something.
Something. All right.
Now, my question is, what?
And Heather looked like, do you know Jules, drag queen?
Heather look like Zsa Zsa Gabor mixed with what's that Sha Sha lady, the my
Who?
chichi, my cuckoo, the bitch that,
Shut up.
bro, Charo.
Charo?
Yeah,
No,
she
you
looked
didn't.
Zsa Zsa Gabor mixed with Charo mixed with Dolly Parton. But you know what? Somebody brought up a good point. I'm actually enjoying Heather now because she's not so far up a Jen Shaw's ass.
Heather is a bit more relaxed
You
for
know,
now.
for now. Now this argument between Whitney and Meredith. I know Meredith's pissed off at Whitney because Whitney tried to hijack the trip, and then Whitney tried to, bring Angie on and shit like that. Whitney, girl, baby girl, you're doing way too much. Doing way too much. This ain't your trip. Granted, yes, the drag shit was way more fun than that team building shit, but still. And then I don't understand, like, I get where Whitney was coming from when she said every time I bring something up to Meredith, Meredith always goes into like this weird tangent of bringing up something that has nothing to do with the situation and try to blame
Don't
her.
they all?
They all do that. But when she brought it up about the whole what's the sick children thing, what are you talking about? Who
I
shot?
feel like Meredith must have been watching one of them Sarah McLachlan videos, commercials, late at 3 in the morning, okay? They got some kids in Africa. The arms of the angel. Okay. I don't know what she's talking about. I need some context. I don't know what she's doing. I don't
See,
know what the hell she talked about.
turning her head, and then when Monica was like, your pit bulls or your chihuahuas or whatever like that. What I like about Monica is she don't stand down. She'll
And
tell.
that's the difference between her and Angie, because Angie tries to buck up like she's doing something when she's just trying to get her camera time. Go back, get in the car. Shut the hell up. Who are
Whereas,
you talking to? What you talking about? I ain't thinking about you, bitch. Okay.
And I love the next week when Monica was like, put your hands out of my face. Put your hands out of my face. Like I was like, oh, she wants to get active. Okay, Miss Thing.
Okay. If she slapped Lisa Barlow, it's gonna be the SWAT team gonna be there.
Is it bad that I kind of would live for that though? But I know we're not supposed to have physical options, but Lisa, my motherfucking,
to see Lisa. Go ahead.
Lisa, I don't wish violence or nothing like that though, but like, you know what? Let me take that back. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Just want someone to get her number and give it to her, if you know what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be physical, but just somebody needs to read her down and bring her back to earth. Because I'm like, Miss Thang,
humble that trick.
You're not popping like you think you are. And you know, a lot of these
We're talking about Lisa.
Yeah, a lot of these mediocre white gays really hype her up on social media. And, you know, Monica was right. She was like, girl, she
drinks Diet Coke. Who cares?
You bitched about the $60,000 ring. We're on vacation. I get it, girl. But you make enough money from Sundance and shit. Go get you another ring. I know you had insurance on that shit. So, like, you know, just...
How she spend $60,000 on glam and she look like a hoe just came out of a papaya? How you spend $60,000 on glam when you look like you just work at the Wiener Schnitzel?
Players.
How you spend $60,000 on glam when it looks like you drive a Hyundai?
Hey, don't do the Hyundais and Hondas like that now.
Hyundai.
Bitch, I drove a Hyundai back in the day. Don't do me.
Are we talking about $60,000? Were you talking about $60,000 when you drove that Hyundai?
No.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. What else? Okay. How are you talking about $60,000 glam when it looks like you be getting that 60 cent coffee at McDonald's every morning?
Girl, but my favorite part was you called me pornography.
You did call me pornography. Okay. You called me pornography.
Man. Fucking, what's her name?
She's sure to get a fish fillet too.
Heather is in like a damn trance, and she's all like, "This is from last week when Heather was before Heather threw up in the damn limo." Heather's like, "He didn't call you pornography. She called you a predator." Like, honestly, before this started, I was nervous. I was like, I'm not going to like Salt Lake City. It's going to be whack. I don't know how they're going to recover because last season left a lot to be desired.
Last season was trash.
But the girls are all coming to work, whether if I'm a fan of them or not. Like, you know, it takes... I'll give Lisa Barlow this. Every show has to have someone that you can't stand. That it's a part of the formula. And they are all clocked in. They're all engaged or disengaged. Like, they're all bringing it. And I'm excited to see next week's episode.
Okay, so let's do this. Okay, every franchise, I want one, just one, that you can't stand the most. Go ahead.
Okay. Salt Lake City, Lisa Barlow. I could kind of like them, but they annoy the shit out of me. This past season, I'm gonna say Tamara, and I like Tamara.
Okay,
I like her podcast. I like her outside of the show, but how she acted this season, she really pissed me off. Beverly Hills, well, she gone now, but Rena. New York, Psy. It's the toss between Psy and Aaron on New York. Potomac. Ooh, Giselle. Miami, Alexia. Atlanta, Drew.
Praise him.
Jersey, Parisa. Was that all the cities that I said? Oh, Dubai, Stansbury.
Okay, for me,
And
Orange County, Regina, Beverly Hills, I'm gonna do current hoes, Erica. Last season would have been Lisa. Utah, Lisa Barlow, Dubai, Brooks, Caroline Brooks,
okay.
because she tried to snap with me on Twitter, so fuck you, hoe. Atlanta, Drew, New Jersey, Teresa, of course. But actually, I really can't stand a single person on that cast. Potomac, Candace.
Oh, I thought you liked her.
I've never cared that much for her. She writes checks she can't cash, and she almost learned. She learned one time. She might have to learn again.
Okay.
Okay. When that wig turned into a whole tumbleweed, you learned once, okay, and was still talking shit afterwards. Who else was there?
Is you?
Atlanta. Oh, yeah. Oh, New York. New York is gonna be. It's gonna be Sigh.
Okay.
Now.
Let's move on to the season finale of Orange County.
It didn't even feel like a season finale, though.
Didn't.
It just felt like another party.
But this time it was at Gina's house, and it was a freak show, Sit in the Clowns. First
That
of
was
all,
not her house. That's some bullshit down the
you just want an excuse to show your body off. I get it, whatever. But like you, right, Jennifer needs to leave that man. Leave him.
Ryan must be laying it the fuck down. He must be blowing her whole head off. She must be. Remember Scary Movie when he came and Cindy was on the ceiling?
Girl.
She must be like that
Shut up.
Okay. He must be tearing it the fuck up because I don't understand.
The part,
He's
you know what else irritates me though, is why are they so upset with Heather? And then Heather proved that she did not call them losers. And now they want to still be mad at Heather.
because she's coined up. She's disrespectfully coined up, okay? She got all that money. She's got, as Terry said, she got that fuck you money, and they're mad about it. Okay, the rest of them are living well. It's Orange County. It's not a poor man town. But they're just mad that she can bounce everywhere she wants to. She can do what she wants. She can fly to France for a cup of coffee and come on back in 5 minutes. Okay, but they're angry. And it's sad. They need to get something going on. I'm sorry, CBD, whatever it's called, potion is not popping like you want, even though she says it's a multi-million dollar company that I've never heard of. All right.
I was waiting for you thought the camera was going to be on the cover of the damn magazine.
I thought for a hot second, I was like, you know what? Sanity hit me, and I was like, she ain't gonna be on that cover. Just her. Okay, is 50 other hoes. That white jumpsuit was toe up. She thought she can do a magic act. That's what she should have worn to the clown party. Whatever this event was. Circus, that's what it was. What else happened? Oh, yes. Let me tell you what we're not. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do.
What?
I'm not hosting a bitch to have a colonic in my house.
Girl, first of all, when Jen said that she didn't shit for 7 days.
And Tamara said she shits 7 times a day. This is a whole polar opposite. Y'all sound ridiculous.
That's though. When you are on like a fitness workout and you're doing all the protein and the creatine and all that shit and the pre-workouts and everything like that, that shit do make you shit. It makes you shit. Mm-hmm. Now, she's smoking a blunt now.
It was no blunt.
What is it? A vape pen?
My brother gave me his little puffer thing, okay?
Oh, she's smoking now. She done moved on from edibles, okay?
No. It's just there for a moment, okay? Shut the hell up. Why are you putting on blast, okay?
Yes.
I'm not a smoker.
I'm on CBD, not just like... But
I want Tamara CBD program, okay?
But yeah, when she said
$1 million,
well, she said I shit seven times a day, and I'm like, okay, this is the woman that's up. I know Tamara wakes up early and probably go to bed late, so she's probably up like at least 15, 16 hours a day. When you actually like lay it out like that, it doesn't sound too excessive. But maybe that's just me because I've been in the fitness world a lot. But, and also too, you got to be eating a lot and shit like that too. So it's, I can see, but I wouldn't divulge that shit on national television, but I digress. But Jen, girl, what the fuck are you doing that you ain't shitting for 7 days?
Making spaghetti casserole.
Girl, when she said that shit, I was like, you could have at least do what some housewives do and at least just have the damn shit cater and make it look like you make it when you're sitting there just stirring the shit in the damn dish that you done
took. Remember Kenya's first season when she ordered that shit and put it in the oven and pretended like she made it? For Walter's bald head ass, okay?
It really was not that cute to be doing all that shit for. Looking like Mo...
I remember that scene vividly. The whole the crickets outside, or cicadas, whatever they were busting up. Okay, and she heated that shit up in the oven and pretended like she made it. She like, was a fool.
She really looked like she was doing the most for this man that really wasn't shit. And then what I did not I know we're doing a tangent.
That's what we do. It's what we do.
Was I still feel some type of way about how every single man that she dated or brought on the show went on like a podcast tour to talk mad cash money shit about her when shit didn't work out? I don't know. Something about that made me feel some type of way. I didn't like that. I don't like the type of
character. She goes to Rent-A-Center. She goes to Rent-A-Center to find a man. Okay. Walter was whack. Brandon was cute, but crazy.
Brandon is her friend. The guy's name that did that in that busted the window, his name wasn't Brandon, was it?
Wasn't it Brandon?
No, Brandon is the light-skinned homosexual.
Jason. Okay. Damn it now.
I think
whatever his name was.
All right, hold on. I can Google it right now.
What you Googling? Kenny's boyfriends?
More crazy ex-boyfriend. His name was Matt Jordan.
I was close.
Motherfucker right here.
Well, I was close.
But, yeah. Brandon and Matt ain't bitch.
Ain't seen Brandon since. Where he been? Ain't that good a friend.
Girl, but anyways, back to Orange County, though. Y'all really doing a damn colonic on television. Okay, girl. And I'm like,
I'm not having somebody do that in my bathroom at my house. You're not, do that in your bathroom. What is your problem?
Well, gay boys do that shit every day. They gotta go on a date.
At their own house.
Yeah, make sure the water runs clear.
At their own house. Why would you do it at my house?
Blowing up my bathroom.
I'm not going to have you. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you have a date. You have a bathroom. Figure it out.
That motherfucking toilet when you're done.
Okay? Because what you're not. No. This is my house. I'm not having a shit fest in my house. Okay? Ain't cute. I don't want it. Go down the street. There's a bathroom in the lobby. There's a bathroom on the seventh floor and in the lobby.
Not the floor.
Seventh floor where the gym is, the lobby as well. Not my house. Okay, I don't know. I don't need no booty spray up in my walls.
Part of this episode that really just did irritate me to my core was just how mad they, I feel like they were just looking for something to be mad at Heather for. And you know, well,
okay, what about the lunch with Regina and Heather?
When Heather played the clip for Gina, I could tell she's like, it wasn't her, but I feel like Gina was still trying to like not upset Emily and the other girls. So she was still trying to like hold on to something to still kind of be like, well, I don't know about Heather, you know? And then when she finally said at her party, when she was just like, Heather told me that it was not true, I believe her. And they're all just like, oh, well, what made you change your mind? Like, I don't know.
Because I'm not going to lose my wealthy connection on some shit, okay? Regina, Heather was taking me on trips like I'm her bitch. Okay, you know what? Let me just not fuck around and lose this. Because what am I doing? A trip to me is going to San Diego Zoo. Who wants to do that? That's disgusting. All right? I'm trying to go somewhere real. All right, I'm trying to go somewhere where I'm not spending that coin. Heather's got it like that. So I'm going to let her pimp me out. I'm here for it. If Heather called me all kinds of broke hoes and bitches, I wouldn't even complain about it. I'm like, I am. Okay? So let's go on that trip. Let's go across the country. I got you, boo. I'll suck on them titties. I got you.
this party with these costumes, Heather was, I don't know what that was, but I get it. It was Cirque du Soleil. It was cute, whatever. And Harry came dressed up as security guard that Meredith was calling for at the restaurant.
She said, Sakar ready. She sounded like homegirl from the Mad TV. Sakar ready?
Security.
Sakar ready.
I would say Gina was kind of giving me Britney Spears circus tease.
Oh, God, help me.
Now, Jen being.
I didn't say anything.
Jen. Cowardly Lion. Yeah, that's right, girl. But you need to stand up for yourself and get your lick back. Ryan with this damn shirt open is like, okay, girl. Like it's starting to become like Mike the situation on Jersey Shore, which is like, okay, we get it. You got a body. Like, what else is going on? I don't know what it was.
Shannon came as a fortune teller.
Yeah.
Psychic, whatever it was.
Looking like okay, look, she, with Mac. But I just thought it was so funny when she said, my fortune is telling me that everything's gonna be good. I was like, oh girl, it's not.
That's a housewives trope, okay? They always say, we're gonna have a great time tonight before the event, or it's gonna be an amazing evening, or we're gonna have such a good time, then it's a whole bullshit disaster. A shit fire.
Now, the bitch that was really working my nerves at this damn party was motherfucking Taylor. Girl.
Liquor be hitting her like liquor will run her ass over.
Girl, she was 15 sheets to the wind, slurring and You can.
Who was it? Her cousin, her daughter, her stepdaughter?
And wanted the top, but then you left to go get your soup. And
you wouldn't get that soup. And you know, you were able to get that soup, you didn't come back.
And then when Heather did.
I was supposed to go see my son. Okay.
When Heather did her, that shit had me fucking weak.
Taylor should have sat that out, okay? Taylor should have been escorted home. That's probably right after that, she was on the street saying, it's going to be the most dirtiest meeting ever.
Last year.
What I don't need is that, when can Heather go to an event and just have a good time without bitches climbing on top of her?
Like, I feel bad for her. It's like this is like the sixth or seventh episode. And then when they threw the montage of people being mad at her, it was like, yeah, y'all were just mad at her for just like the most dumbest.
No reason. What was the reason? Because.
Like, wait a minute now. So you're public enemy number one because you allegedly called somebody a loser. Whereas Tamara's whole storyline in MO this season was bad talking Jennifer and Ryan. And that's okay. And
this is stupid to me because it sounds like New York, where they were talking about cackling hags for a whole 10,000 hours. Is loser that big of a big? Is that a diss? Who cares? If I'm a loser, I'm a loser. Whatever. Who cares? I'm grown. I've got a job. I'm fine. I can eat. I can drink. I can do whatever I want. So I'm a loser. I'm fine with it. What else is going on? I'll be a loser. What are you doing? Who cares? I don't care.
Y'all are
pushing 60 and complaining about being called a loser. What's wrong with you? Y'all sound like some crazy bitches. It's not that serious. It really isn't. If she calls you losers, y'all are losers. Compared to her, you are losers. You're broke compared to her.
Okay.
Now, so what are you doing? What's your status at the bank?
Honestly, it comes off like y'all are just some hating ass bitches. That's all.
Hating ass hoes. It's ridiculous. So she called you losers. What else is the problem? She's condescending. Yes, she is.
But so can y'all.
Pretentious. What else? Okay.
Yeah.
She is the housewife that I enjoy seeing, even though we were just talking about how we like the real. At this point, Bravo's going to have Real Housewives of Section 8 soon. So, at the rate we're going, and I would watch it because I know it's going to be ghetto. But, but she's the housewife that I enjoy. I like to aspire to having a champagne room, having a button that says "Bring me the champagne." Okay, I want to aspire to that. I don't want to see apartment hoes. I don't want to see hose in a cardboard box. I want to see the real shit. I want to see something fun, nice. Okay. Even though Monica and Gina are not aspirational, they're kind of doing something, but they're keeping it real. Monica is. Regina, I'm not really here for you. But Monica, I know you rented that little house, whatever, what you got, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
You know what she ain't doing? She ain't stealing shit from senior citizens to make her seem like her shit is popping.
Ain't. Okay.
Her husband.
She ain't wearing 10,000 Fendi labels all over her just to show us a Fendi when it's really a Bendy.
Her husband ain't stole shit from burn victims to get her career popping.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about the husbands. Not just why.
Let's talk about the husband. She's making swaddle blankets to get these babies warm or whatever that is. Okay. Do your baby business and keep it moving. All right. I'm here for you, Monica.
The baby business.
I'll see you on the podcast.
We just don't know because we ain't got no kids. But
the baby business is popping because ain't nobody stopping getting knocked up.
Okay, there's always a lady knocked up somewhere.
Let me tell you, okay, during the peak of the pan during lockdown, that was all baby time for these hoes.
Attention.
And God is good. I'm so glad the coochie ain't over here because it would have been on a pot. I know you would have been the Nick Cannon of the world.
So glad gay sex can't produce children, because woof, girl, child,
Praise him.
we all would have at least one kid. We all would.
And I'd be in jail. I don't have the patience for it. Because when you talk back, it's going to be a problem.
Oof.
Gonna be like, I'm going to be precious, mother.
Who the fuck she thinks she is?
I'll be like you on your calls. Okay? Who are you talking to?
Oh gosh, girl. Well, honestly, the episodes this week were fun. I'm excited to see that little clip of the Orange County reunion. That stage
Was a
was,
waste of time.
but I was that stage was nice though. I'll give it that. I like that. That was cute. Because at first I was like, are they outside? And then I saw it was like the stage. I was like, okay, that's pretty lit. I like that.
What worries me is that usually they'll give you 2 minutes of product. Okay, 46 seconds was not enough for me. And they usually show what is going to be the most exciting content. And they gave me whatever.
You know, we shall see.
I feel like it's going to be better than what they gave me, but I'm just like, why did you just give me that? Why
Well,
just that?
this season was better than what I thought it would be.
The
So,
season was, it was a lot better than last season. Much, 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 much better than the COVID season.
oh, that
So.
season with the Vargas lady. Oh no.
Bronwyn, that was raggedy.
Last thing
Very
before,
bad.
because we're getting summoned to Mario Kart.
Oh.
Do you think Jen is going to be a one and done, or do you think she's going to come back?
I think Jen deserves to come back because she was fun, she committed, she brought something, and she deserves to come back and get into Tamra. Get into Tamra.
Please get your lick back. And I really hope she don't sit on that couch and let Tamara keep talking about her. I want her to buck up, get loud.
She needs to get loud. She needs to scream. She needs to. I just really want her to let Tamra know that you're not gonna bully me. You're not gonna bring up the same old thing every single time we sit down together and then apologize every 5 minutes.
Can't stand
It's
that.
ridiculous.
Stop doing shit and then apologize and then turn around doing the shit again. She, her, and Emily are good for that.
It's pathetic. Okay. They
Yeah.
know better. And Tamra pulled Giselle just deflecting upon everybody else's stuff
Because
to
she ain't
make
got
it seem like you're doing something when you did. She had nothing going on.
nothing.
So I think Jen deserves one more chance because you know what? I think she was good, even though she was meek, she was a Bambi, she was weak, but I feel like she has something more.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of because the turnover rate on Orange County is ridiculous.
Too high. Like they never have they rarely have seasons where you have the whole cast come back again.
And Taylor's not good enough to do a full time, so I do not full time her.
And keep her away from the bar.
Okay. Keep her going to the bar because it was interesting, but it was stupid.
We'll be back
Shit.
week to talk about these girls. So thank y'all for
These
listening.
hoes, these bitches. Thank you
Bye,
for listening. Okay.
y'all.
Glitter trying to be nice, calling these ladies, these refined women, these bitches. Okay, that's what they are.
Okay.